In recent years, the sun has been rather quiet, but I gather it's been flaring up quite a lot the last few months. What's this about?
Well, we're approaching what's called sunspot maximum, and sunspot maximum is the time when the activity of the sun reaches a peak. Now, it tends to go in roughly 11-year cycles, which means that you have a peak in activity. It slumps down over a decade or so and then ramps up again. And we think we're approaching one of those periods now, or even in one of those periods. The key number people look at is the number of sunspots on the surface, and that's risen a lot from its minimum a few years ago. And connected with that, what you also see then is more activity in the form of solar flares, big explosions on the surface of the sun, and material being thrown into space. Now, the interesting thing about this one is that it doesn't yet seem to be anything like as active as its counterpart a decade ago, and there's lots of speculation about why that may be the case. I suspect, actually, that the answers aren't entirely clear just yet, and the models certainly need a lot of work. But in the last few days, or a few days ago, there were a series of solar flares, explosions from a particularly active region, and actually we had four of these called X-class flares, the most powerful type, in the space of just 48 hours. So that was, whilst not unprecedented, it was the most powerful series of events this year, and it does suggest perhaps we're now at the stage when the sun is reaching that peak of activity again.
Now, I guess for us on Earth, what solar activity does is it triggers the northern and southern lights. Have there been aurorae associated with these solar flares?
I haven't checked all the reports of this yet. I haven't seen any reports of displays of northern lights at low latitudes, which is what you sometimes get. So, in other words, if you see something over Scotland or northern England, for example, that kind of event can happen. And that's partly, I think, because these events were mostly not actually directed towards the Earth, so the material would have gone out in a different direction. It may well have gone past a couple of spacecraft, one of which, Stereo B, seems to have picked something up. That's one of two probes that have been studying the sun for quite a long time now. But I haven't heard of any suggestions it had an effect here. Now, if in a few days' time these sunspots, the active region on the sun, is facing the Earth, then the material comes out of that region again and comes straight towards us, then you might see the kind of things you're describing. You might get bright auroral displays. But as with all these things, unfortunately, we don't get a great deal of warning of certainly when the flare's going to happen. We really don't know. And the associated ejection material, well, you can see it coming and perhaps get a couple of days. So my advice is if you live in a part of the world, like, say, northern Scotland, where you're used to seeing this kind of thing, and it's actually dark enough because, of course, approaching the summer months, it doesn't quite get dark there. Keep an eye on the web and have a look, and it may just be that you're lucky enough to see a display.
And obviously for spacecraft like Stereo B, as you just mentioned, solar activity can actually be quite dangerous, can't it?
Yeah, I mean, Stereo B is something designed to study the sun, and, you know, a lot of them can be put into safe mode, I guess, like you can with your computer, where you can restart it again when the danger's passed. But certainly, if you're talking about more delicate satellites near the Earth's surface or they're in low Earth orbit, the kind of things that we depend on for communications, for remote sensing, for weather and so on, and GPS, for example, then if they're hit by a solar flare, they can be knocked out. And it's estimated that if we have a very powerful event, or if we had a very powerful event in the future, that, you know, perhaps we could even lose as many as a tenth to a fifth of those satellites. So it would be a very serious problem. But, you know, that said, there's nothing you certainly can't stop the sun doing this. So you just have to mitigate it and find ways to protect them as best you can.